Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build one of the most classic jungle and old school DnB tricks you can use in Ableton Live 12, a call and response riff built through resampling. And the reason this workflow is so powerful is simple. Instead of writing two totally separate phrases from scratch, you create one strong musical idea, print it to audio, and then mutate that audio into a second phrase that answers the first one. That gives you movement, grit, and that chopped up, take style energy that fits breakbeats so well. We are aiming for a sound that feels alive. Think rave stab meets dusty breakbeat, with enough space for the drums to breathe and enough attitude to feel like a real jungle record from back in the day. Set your tempo around 170 BPM. You can go a little slower or faster, but that 165 to 174 zone is the sweet spot for this vibe. Start by creating a few tracks in Live. You'll want a drum track for your breakbeat, an instrument track for the first riff, an audio track for resampling, and then another audio or MIDI track for the response. If you want, add a bass track too, because once the riff starts working, the bass is going to matter a lot. Get a break loop going underneath first. You can use a classic break sample in Simpler, or chop the break in Drum Rock if you want more control. If you're using an audio loop, warp it tightly so the transients stay punchy. Beats Mode or Complex Pro can both work, depending on the material. The main thing is this. Make sure the drums feel solid before you start designing the riff, because the riff should dance with the break, not fight it. Now let's create the call. Keep it short, keep it memorable. Think of it like a statement, not a full conversation yet. A one-bar phrase with 2 to 4 notes is often enough. A great place to start is a stabby sound in Waveatable, Drift, Analog, or even Simpler with a chopped hit. You want something that cuts through, but doesn't get too melodic or too busy. For example, in a minor, you could try a simple phrase like A2. Then C3, then G2, then back to A2. Short note lengths work well here. Leave space. Let the break speak. A useful chain for the call might be instrument first, then auto filter, then saturator, then a little echo, then utility. Keep the filter fairly controlled, maybe somewhere in the upper mid so it still has presence, but doesn't crowd the low end. Add just enough saturation to make it feel a little dirtier and more old school. Use echo very subtly, almost like a shadow behind the sound. And if the stereo image feels too wide, utility can tighten it up. This is where an important mindset shift helps. Don't think in loops, think in phrases. Your call should sound like it has a contour, like it's asking a question. One easy trick is to leave a small gap before the last note, or add a slightly longer final note so the phrase has a bit of tension at the end. If the riff feels too polite, don't be afraid to rough it up. A little redux can add some bite. A touch more drive from saturator can make it feel more like a sample from a dusty old rack. You can also automate the filter a little, just to give the phrase some motion. Now comes the key move, resampling. Create an audio track and set its input to resampling, or route the riff track into the audio track and choose post effects if you want to print the effects too. Arm the track and record the riff for a couple of bars. Make sure you capture the tail of the delay or any little effect movement at the end, because the tail can become gold when you start chopping. This is one of the best things about resampling in jungle and old school DnB. Once the sound becomes audio, you can treat it like raw material. You can slice it, reverse it, pitch it, reorder it, and make it into a completely new voice. Drag that recorded audio into a new track, or drop it into Simpler. A fast workflow here is to right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. If you slice by transients, you'll get a drum rack with each hit on its own pad. If you slice by 1/8 or 1/16, you'll get a more rhythmically fixed set of slices. Now we build the response. This is where the fun really starts, because the response should not just repeat the call. It should answer it. That answer can be darker, tighter, more chopped, more unstable, or more aggressive. The contrast is what makes the idea work. Try reordering the slices. Put the last slice first. Move the peak note to the end. Leave a little silence before the answer lands. That pre-response silence is huge, by the way. Even a tiny gap can make the next hit feel way bigger. Reverse 1 or 2 slices if you want that sucking in jungle tension. Pitch 1 slice down 3 or 5 semitones. Pitch another 1 up a little, just enough to keep it slightly uneven. Old school DnB loves that kind of rough, human motion. It doesn't need to be perfectly polished. In fact, a little instability often makes it better. Shape the response with some processing too. A great chain might be auto filter, drum bus, saturator, then a little echo, then utility. Keep the response a bit darker than the call. That contrast makes it feel like the second voice in the conversation. You can also make the response more obviously the answer by filtering it down, then opening the filter only on the final hit, or go the other way and make the response brighter and more intense while the call stays more restrained. Either way works. The main thing is that the two phrases need different personalities for a really effective jungle result. Keep the response a little more chopped and a little more dramatic than the call. The call might be direct and clean. The response might be degraded, pitched down, and rhythmically broken up. That's a really good old-school formula. Now let's think about arrangement. A simple 8-bar structure works really well here. Maybe bars 1 and 2 are the call. Bars 3 and 4 are the response. Bars 5 and 6 bring the call back with a small variation. Bars 7 and 8 hit with a bigger response or a fill. That's already enough to make a section feel like it's moving forward. You can make it even more effective by bringing the bass in only on the response, or by dropping the bass out during the first half of the call so the return feels heavier. That push-pull between space and density is a huge part of jungle energy. Automation is your friend here. Automate filter cutoff, echo feedback, reverb send, volume, and even pitch if you want a tape-stop style moment. One of the best tricks is to keep the call fairly controlled, then let the response open up more or hit harder. That creates momentum without needing a brand new idea every bar. And to make sure the riff locks to the break. The break is not just the background. In this style, the break is part of the hook. So if your riff feels stiff, nudge a few notes slightly behind the beat. Shorten some note lengths. Leave room for the snare. Let the break accents shine through. If you have a strong groove in the drum loop, you can even pull some swing from it using the groove pool and apply that feel to the riff. A really useful coaching tip here is to print earlier than you think. If the riff feels good at 70% finished, resample it there. Sometimes the best jungle textures come from sound that isn't fully polished yet. Once it's audio, those little imperfections become part of the character. Another great idea is to create multiple answers from the same original phrase. Make one clean response, one darker chopped response, and one more aggressive, degraded response. That gives you a whole family of answers from a single call, which is perfect for building an evolving section. If you want to go a step further, try a three-stage exchange instead of just call and response. First you have the call, then the answer, then a retort at the end, like a little final jab. That can sound really cool over a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase, because it feels like the riff is actually thinking and reacting in real time. You can also use different resample sources. Print the lead with delay tails, or print it with the break underneath, or print it with the bass muted. Each print gives the response a different character. That's one of the coolest parts of this workflow. The answer doesn't have to come from the exact same sound in the exact same state. A couple of common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the call too busy. If the first phrase is overloaded, the response has nowhere to go. Keep it simple. Second, don't resample everything totally dry and clean. A little saturation, filter movement, or delay printed into the audio gives you a much more interesting result. Third, don't chop without groove. Random slices can destroy the pocket. The cuts should support the break, not fight it. And finally, don't let the riff swallow the low end. High pass it if needed, and leave the sub and low bass area open for the drums and bassline. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 1-bar call riff at 170 BPM in a minor using just 3 notes. Put a simple break underneath it. Resample the call to Audino. Slice it into a drum rack. Then create a 1-bar response by reversing one slice, pitching one slice down, and leaving one beat empty. Add auto filter and saturator. Then arrange it like this. Bar 1, call. Bar 2, response. Bar 3, a variation of the call. Bar 4, a heavier response. If you can make two distinct responses from one printed phrase, you've got the workflow. So to recap, the whole method is this. Make a simple call, resample it, chop and mutate the audio into a response, then arrange those phrases against the breakbeat with contrast, space, and automation. That's how you get that organic, reborn, chopped up jungle feel. The big idea here is that you're not just printing audio. You're turning one phrase into a conversation between the drums, the riff, and the bass. And that is where the old school magic really lives. All right, dive in, keep it gritty, and let the break do some of the talking.